Oh, he is so right on time. Time for our weekly visit with our ER doc, Dr. Ryan Stanton. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. You worked last night?
No, didn't work last night. I had the weekend this last week, so I've had a couple of days. This is my weekend right now, so enjoying all this wonderful rain and the snow melting and salt everywhere.
Oh, good. So did you see a lot of flu over the weekend?
Well, interestingly, the flu for our, you know, for our ER, the numbers are trending down just a little bit.
Good.
And I don't know if that's because we're actually having a little bit less flu or just because everybody's like, hey, it's everywhere, so let's not go to the ER for it. But you know what we are seeing a ton of?
What's
that? Is probably the GI virus, norovirus. It may be another virus. Either way, it's got nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal cramping, and fever. Mm-hmm. And I think I had about, on Sunday when I was there, probably about 10 during my shift of those particular cases, all ages, mostly adult, but and really got people feeling rather nasty, a lot of dehydration from that. So it's one, especially with folks with diabetes, things that make them prone to dehydration, some of the blood pressure medicines, and jump on that one pretty early with some antiemetic medications and fluids to make sure you stay hydrated. You get on that one early and probably get the medicines from your primary care doctor, but if you start feeling too bad, then we can tune you up as well.
Is it an antibiotic? Antibiotic do anything for it or no?
No,
no.
Unless you want more diarrhea. That's the number one side effect of antibiotics, not to mention the C. diff colitis that we see a bunch of because of the overuse of antibiotics.
Yeah.
You know, and when I advise folks on antibiotics, I say, listen, I see way too often people come into the ER with complications from antibiotics because they were given to them as, you know, quote fingers here, just in case. You know, we can't find the bacterial source, but just in case.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get antibiotics, I want either if you're high risk and we need to do antibiotics because you're really high risk from an immunocompromised state, or we have identified a bacterial source, something that definitely needs antibiotics. What we are falling too much a victim of in this country, I mean, it's honestly just like the opioids, but the satisfaction culture is when you come into a facility, especially walk-in clinics, people want an antibiotic, they expect an antibiotic, so they end up getting an antibiotic, and people don't realize what we're doing to our bodies. You know, these resistant bacteria that we're seeing out there, MRSA is everywhere, C. diff colitis. I've had two family members that have gotten it from antibiotics. So it's one of those things that definitely, unless you need them, do not get them or use them. And if it's your provider, no matter what level they are, if they're giving them to you, I want you to ask, why am I getting these? What's the bacterial reason that I'm getting these? Because the common cold, the flu, unless there's a bacterial co-infection, GI illnesses do not need antibiotics. In fact, sinusitis does not need antibiotics. They found that study found the only difference between getting antibiotics and not getting antibiotics is those that got antibiotics missed more work.
Wow.
So you want to make sure that if you're getting them, that there's a good reason to get them.
And do you recommend when you're on antibiotics that you take probiotics also, or do you recommend those all the
time? I do. And there is a couple that have some decent research. There's one called Florastore that is now over-the-counter that actually has some pretty decent research behind it, especially some of the stronger antibiotics that people tend to get that tend to be combination that cause a lot more GI illnesses, clindamycin, Augmentin, things like that. If you're going to be on those, definitely you want to take a probiotic while you're on them because it will decrease that risk of diarrhea significantly, and some evidence shows it will decrease that risk of C. diff colitis. And that's one of the – and that will, honestly, when we come to GI illnesses, the one we just talked about,
mm-hmm.
I think probiotics play a big role in getting that gut flora back in balance. We're seeing more and more research about the importance of the gut flora, the bacteria that live in our GI tract.
So we just thought
back in check will resolve it faster.
Should we just take probiotics all the time?
I think some can, but you can't overdo it.
You can
actually cause some stuff. So I think getting on them, and then occasionally taking one is a good idea. But make sure you work with your doctor to make sure that you don't have a reason why you can't. And some people do have a sensitivity, especially some folks with irritable bowel can take some, but not others, and so you have to work around to find the ones that do best with your GI system. But that's probably going to be one of the futures of healthcare, is working with that, what we call the biome, the microbiome of the GI tract.
Okay. Well, tell us about your TV show.
So, rolling from GI conversations into our show, but we have a good one coming up on things that are going to, speaking of folks, are helping folks out that really are those that can fall between the cracks. Surgery on Sundays. They've got their
coming up
this weekend.
Good.
Coming up this weekend is their big Sweating for Surgeries event. Great to raise money for them, providing surgeries for folks who need it. Also, the Refuge Clinic providing free primary care to those who need it as well. And then we throw a little bit of a turn on that one. Our final segment is going to be actually on the fire department and the safety services at the airport, a group that you hopefully don't see, but they train all the time to make sure that they're ready for that unique environment. And so we're out there at the training center learning about how to fight fires and rescue people at the airport environment. So pretty cool. And this is going to be our first month coming up in February that we're on in Nashville as well. So we got our five stations now, but here locally it'll be WKYT and the CW if you want to check that out on your cable listings to see what times we're going to be on.
Phew, man. Growing like crazy. That network is growing.
Growing like crazy.
That's great. Hey, listen, thank you. You have a good day. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.